That's so. I'm touched. I mean, like, no one's as nice to me.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I can die now and feel good. Yeah. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Director Sheldon.
President.
Director Vanderbilt?
Here.
Director Samanto?
Here.
Director
Wynn?
Here.
Director
Yo?
Here.
Director Jane?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Present.
Director Dwayne?
Director Bilodeau? Present. Thank you. Bruce, do we have any items received too late to be agendized?
There aren't any.
We have visitor participation at this time. We have one member of the public. Anything you'd like to say?
No.
Okay, hearing none. is there a motion on the consent calendar?
I can't.
So moved.
Moved by Director Clemente, second by Director Wynn. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Any opposed? Passed unanimously. Let's go to item number two. Do we need to do a staff report, or should we open up the matter for consideration? Would anyone like to have a report from staff on this item? Okay.
Just delay another year.
Right. Is there a motion on item number three?
I move.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Passing unanimously. And we'll go informational items, update on Ball Road Basin. Do we have an update?
Yes. I wanted to update on the status of the EIR. We have completed, along with our consultant, the draft EIR. It had been circulated for 45 days. I reported at the last property committee meeting that the most onerous comments really came from Caltrans that we needed to respond to. Through our consultant, we had to have our traffic engineer do some additional analysis, and that all came together. And actually today, our consultant's coordinating with city planning staff to get the final EIR out for public review, for the 10-day public review. So according to the schedule that's in the staff report, the city was planning on a September 5th Planning Commission hearing. Now, I got an email last night from Susan Kim, who's a senior planner at the city, and I'll just read the email. It says, as city staff gets into the weeds of preparing a staff report and a recommendation for the Planning Commission meeting on September 5th for Ball Road Basin General Plan Amendment, city staff feels that we need additional time to work out the details of what it would take for staff to recommend approval of this item. This includes, but is not limited to, the details of the mechanism by which to guarantee that future developers of the property would be required to implement the mitigation measures described in the EIR and the provision of a trail on the property. The committee will recall one of the provisions in the EIR is a trail. We would like to continue the item until the Planning Commission meeting of October 1st to work out these details. Please let me know if you'd be amenable to this continuance. So I thought I would bring it to this body to get some general direction, yay or nay, on this. One of the things that I would like some items I'd like direction on is actual presentation to the Planning Commission. Does the board want me to present to the Planning Commission? Should it be the general manager and I? Should it be a board member and I? I'm just looking for some direction there. So one, is it okay to continue this for a month to an October Planning Commission meeting? And number two is the approach to take to the Planning Commission.
Will it make any difference?
I don't have enough.
In my opinion, a staff recommendation or approval would make a strong difference.
But there's nothing that says they'll give us that.
You had a question for us about who would make the presentation. I think Director Vanderbilt should make the presentation.
That's what I was thinking.
No pressure.
Let me ask a few questions before I get on that. So the first question is, because, you know, clearly staff recommendation is very key. And what I guess I'm curious is, leading up to this email, is there a staff level dialogue? Is there any dialogue about is staff giving any clue as to, you know, what way they're leaning or what? Do you think you know where they're going at this point?
I don't know where staff's going. I know that planning staff has said that they have not taken a position, and they said it verbally in a meeting. Uh-huh. They have not taken a position on recommending this. However, I'll say that we're under the impression that some of the mitigation that we've put into the EIR based on staff recommendations,
yeah.
Example, the trail.
Right.
But I think one of the committee members here estimated was worth at least $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
That would help sway the recommendation.
Well, I think it's important for staff to be very clear. And I'm talking about Anaheim staff, be very clear about any objections they might have to giving a staff recommendation, so that water district staff can address it. Therefore, I think it's important for them to kind of give you stronger signals about where they are, because now if they're asking for extra month, you would say, well, with that understanding that extra month means lots of collaboration towards addressing any concerns, so that there is the most favorable recommendation possible. Because I think it's much easier to work out these details while you have this time, as opposed to having it kind of come to a head at a board meeting or commission meeting. And I don't know what the, it's been my experience, at least watching the commission in the last couple of years, that I think they look out for residents' concerns, you know, especially neighboring residents' concerns, but they're not overly, I don't think there's a lot of overreach, my experience.
I'd like to make a comment. I agree. Everything, James, I agree with everything you just now said. I mean, I'd be shocked, because we thought we had their support from years ago. But with all that said, there's a lot of nuances. I think we should talk with our consultants at planning group and among ourselves. I would recommend that the president form an ad hoc committee for the next couple months to work on this issue and be I think that would be something that, because it's going to take some time and some work on this to get this through, my thought.
It sounds like staff maybe is challenged. They may feel like they cannot take a step forward unless they come back to the board. So if there is an ad hoc committee, I guess that would give them the feedback more directly and sooner.
To be more presumptuous, I would recommend that President Bilodeau recommend Director Vanderbilt, myself, Director Sarmiento, perhaps Director Yeo or Director Nguyen or any, or Green, or
Almost too close to this committee, though.
Too many?
It might trigger, if the composition of the ad hoc is similar to the composition of the standing committee, won't it?
I remember that came up once.
Yeah, the law's been...
That did come up. So,
But that's going to be a problem anytime you create an ad hoc, because...
We all sit on.
Well, there's three of us. That would be fine, I think. I was trying to be inclusive and add more, but that may be negative, so.
Right. I'm fine with it as long as we are able to not coincide with any standing committee.
President, and then Dr. Vanderbilt, yourself, and myself. I don't want to defend any of the other.
Not defending me.
I guess the real question is, okay, is there a cost to processing this through the Planning Commission at this point? We've already kind of paid up everything.
I think we've paid up everything. I don't think
the
Planning Department isn't...
We're pretty far along with potentially having a purchase to sale agreement, maybe, within the next month. And is the purchaser relying on this rezone? I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends what purchaser we end up doing a deal with, but if I'm sure there's at least one purchaser that's not going to care. Mm-hmm. So do we want to go through all the brain damage of going to the Planning Commission and potentially getting a no vote, which would probably detract from the value of the property?
So maybe
we should wait 30 days and find out where we're at with Voight.
And that's great insight.
Because if we get a no, that could really cripple us with trying to sell the property.
That's why I think this needs a lot of attention in the next 60 days.
So continuing it to October
Well, we're not going to get the staff recommendation anyways unless we continue it, so there's we can't really fight with them.
Okay.
We need them. And I agree with Steve. If we don't have staff recommendation, I think we have a very uphill battle. So I'd rather wait. I mean, there's no real urgency here we've ever had with Ball Road Basin. Okay. I don't know. That's my thoughts on it.
That's why I asked the question.
Do you want to do the ad hoc?
Yeah, but Vince is right, though. We can't have it be a subset of the property committee. Well, I'm not on property.
You're not on property, that's right. So it's three of
but
us.
You guys are.
Right. Over three of the five members.
So that would be a tough deal.
No, it wouldn't. Three of the five work. Would you all do three of the five?
Well, it's, you know, again, there's no law. Part of the complexity is all of our standing committees are noticed as as joint committee / full board meetings to allow all members of the board to participate. So in a sense, you never get out from under that problem.
But three, but we don't have a quorum if we have three members at this committee. Is that correct?
Well,
why not?
I think it's a committee of five.
Okay, I'm sorry. You do. I stand corrected. You're right.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you want to be super safe,
I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to make a suggestion for the good of the district. Yeah. I'm busy right now. I'll just withdraw. Don't do the ad hoc.
I think when we have a meeting with Boyd again, I think it'll be more clear like where we're going. And then I think we'll know what to do.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Director. Director. Thank you, President Bilodeau. So I guess we're going to agree to a continuance.
Okay.
Moving on to the items, we'll put on the consent. The
what about the Boyd?
We approved
that was
Boyd.
The prior.
We approved prior. Oh, so we'll put item number 2 and 3 on the consent and then Director comments. I want to apologize. I was at my ophthalmologist who was a specialist for Orange County. I think he's the only one in the county that does this particular eye problems I have. And I'm on my fourth fitting of a particular contact, so I apologize for being late. Are there any other director comments? General manager comment? We're adjourned.
Wait a minute. He wanted to talk. Mike wanted to talk.
No, well, I just informed those members that were here a little bit earlier that so far we've received three applicants for the Division 4 seat, and we're receiving applicants up until 5 p.m. today. And at the end of the day today, Christina will send out an email to the board informing the board who's applied along with their resumes. That's all I had to report, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you. Merger?